The Order of the Centurion is the highest award that can be bestowed upon an individual serving in or with the Legion. When such an individual displays exceptional valor in action against an enemy force, and uncommon loyalty and devotion to the Legion and its legionnaires, refusing to abandon post, mission, or brothers, even unto death, the Legion dutifully recognizes such courage with this award. 98.4% of all citations are awarded posthumously. Chapter 1. The Planet Sidon, 27 years prior to the Battle of Kublar. Lieutenant Washam sat in a sweltering mobile hab several kilometers behind the front lines of the Battle of Sidon. Out of action, out of the fight, his career over before it had the chance to begin. There was a war on, and Wash was one of the few legionnaires who would be denied the chance to see it up close. Sweat stuck to his green uniform, making the collar cling to his neck. No matter how many times he peeled the fabric away to fan at his overheated flesh, the humid, swampy feeling never dissipated. Mobile office habs, like the one where Wash endlessly toiled through an unending supply of admin work, were supposed to have climate controls. That tech was hardly a miracle. Just about every house and speeder inward of Galaxy's Edge had them standard. Certainly every capital ship, starfighter, and freighter had the ability to control temperature. But not a Republic Army mobile office unit in the middle of a war-torn hellhole on a far-flung jungle planet. It wouldn't be so bad if Wash could at least kit up in the climate-conditioned Legionnaire armor. He could imagine the cooling relief that would come with putting on a Legion helmet and feeling the micro-fans blow chilling air in his face. But even though he was Legion, that gear wasn't meant for him. The House of Reason, in appointing him to the rank of First Lieutenant, might have named him every bit a Legionnaire as the next. But the House of Reason wasn't on Sidon. And General Umstead, who led the Legion's operation on Sidon, was having no part of this new appointee program. So Wash, as a newly pinned point, was stuck. Hot, bothered, and out of the fight. Regardless of whether he had any guts, there would be no glory. Point was a pejorative shorthand for a legionnaire appointed to service by either the House of Reason or the Senate. The decision to directly commission officers from the Republic's galaxy-spanning government into the Legion, as had been done in the Army, Marines, and Navy for years, had not been a popular one, not with the galaxy itself, and especially not with the Legion. The Savage Wars were still fresh in the minds of the Galactic Collective, and it was the Legionnaires, led by General Rex, who'd fought the hard fights, died the brutal deaths, and left behind the graves necessary to save the galaxy from domination and destruction at the hands of the Savage Marines. Hard men trained to do hard things had ended the war scant years before, and their predecessors had been fighting for the same for centuries. The galaxy was grateful for the Legion, and so anything viewed as detrimental to that famed warrior branch was, necessarily, unpopular. But the House of Reason, encouraged by the relative stability of the galaxy, massive wars like the Rebellion of Sidon excluded, felt it necessary to have a greater influence over the Legion. Mutual growth for a beneficial relationship. That was how they packaged it during the debates. But the Legion and much of the galaxy saw it for what it was. A power grab. The politicians in the House of Reason and the Senate resented, envied, and even feared the position that the Legion had staked out in the minds of the citizens of the Republic. It was, after all, only thanks to the Legion that the Galactic Republic, and thus its governing bodies, existed at all.